Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen catches it and throws to first to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley takes first base on ball 4. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tingley moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tingley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tingley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zuvella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Francona reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallagher tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tingley strikes out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Diaz moves to third. Williams moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Diaz scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards right field. Williams fields the ball and throws to first. Diaz drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Diaz. Hall tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tingley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tingley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ziavella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ziavella strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill throws towards first. Diaz fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Diaz. Franco moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Russ Moorman pinch runs for Mike Diaz. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Ken Williams. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Boston scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ziavella. Manrique moves to third. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Daryl Boston now playing left field. Dan Pasqua now playing right field. Barry Jones now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tingley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tingley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Paul Zuvella. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Houston Jimenez now playing shortstop. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Boston for the double play. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Manrique strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.